Today's daf is Sukkah daf Memtes, and we have three lines from the top of daf Memtes Amid Aleph Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miral, and Yehuda Le ben Basha. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Kreindel bas Tzvi, and Le'ilui Nishmas Yaakov Meir ben Bitzalel. So yesterday, the Gemara shifted its attention to the halachos related to Nisuch HaMayim. So Nisuch HaMayim was a korban or an avodah that was brought on Sukkot. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it was only brought during the 7 days of Sukkot or whether it was also brought on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres. And the Mishnah on Daf Memches described the process of Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. The Mishnah said that there was a golden jug that was filled up with water from a spring that was known as the Shiloyach. That jug was then brought into the Azara. It was brought in through a very special gate. The gate was known as the Shar HaMayim. As the water was being brought in, there were festivities. Tiku, v'hariyu, v'tiku, u'shavte mayim b'sasin. Ultimately, a kohen took the water, he brought it up the ramp of the Mizbeach, he did something interesting, ordinarily, kol pinoi sha'atopoina layu eloyumin. Over here, instead of making a right turn, the kohen made a left turn. And immediately, at that first corner of the Mizbeach that he arrived at, he would take the water and he would pour it. Now, where did he pour it? He poured it into a safel, he poured it into a pail. There was a hole in that pail, but that's where he poured it. Now, the Mishnah said that the Nisuch HaMayim was poured at the same time as the Nisuch HaYayin. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chavav Amid Beis clarifies this a little bit more and says that it took place while the Nisuch HaYayin of the Tamid Shel Shachar was happening. So every single day there were two Karbanos Tamid that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. These were Karbanos Tzibur. Every single Yid in Klal Yisrael had a chelik in them. They were paid for by the Machzis HaShekel. The carbon tamid was a complex carbon, and one of the things that were brought together with the carbon tamid was wine. There was a wine libation. Wine was poured, it was a hakrava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah, the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water, happened simultaneously with the pouring of the wine. In fact, there wasn't just one pail on the Mizbeach, there were two. One was used for the Nisuch HaMayim, and the other one was used for the Nisuch HaYayin. Now, the Mishnah said that there were holes on the bottom of this pail, so that the water and the wine, but we're going to focus on the water that was poured into the pail, it didn't stay in the pail, but rather it seeped out. The question is, where did it go? And that's going to be the topic of the first part of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin, Misheshis Yemei Bereshis Nivru. There were shisin. Now the Gemara is going to describe exactly what these shisin were. But for now, these shisin were tubes or holes that were inside the ground where the water of the Nisuch HaYayin, of the Nisuch HaMayim, and the wine of the Nisuch HaYayin ultimately ended up. And these shisin date back to the literally Sheshes Yemei HaBereshis. Shenemar, had Rabbi Yochanan know that? He said because the pasuk says, Chamuke Yirei Chayich Kemoi Chaloim Masei Yidei Yaman. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pashup Shat, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is describing the thighs of the Doidi and says, Chamuke Yirei Chayich, your Yirei Chayim are hidden. Kemoi Chaloim, they're like Tachshiten Masei Yidei Yaman. They're the artwork of a very special craftsman. But says Chazal, Yirei Chayich, what does that mean? Elu HaShisim. It's referring to the Shisim, these holes in the ground where the Mayim and the Yayin of the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin ended up. Kemoi Chalolim, Shemechulolim, V'yarden Ad L'Tahayim. You want to know how deep these Shisim were? They went all the way till the Tahayim. Maisi Yideyom and Zumaisi Yideyom Nasi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't man-made. They traced themselves back to before before the first man was even created. They were created literally from Sheshes Yemei Bereshes. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, on this note, Bereshes Bara Likim Es HaShemayim V'Saretz. The very first pasuk in the Torah, Al Tikrei Bereshes Ela Barosha. So the very first word in the Torah already has in it a hidden remez to the Shisin. Bereshes, Al Tikrei Bereshes Ela Barosha. Tanya, another bryce, Rabbi Yosef says, Shisin Mechulalim. The Shisim were hollow, V'yarden at the time. And they went so deep up until the time, whatever exactly that is, Shenemar. Because the Pasik says, Ashira Noli Yedidi, Shiras Doidi. So this is a Pasik in Yeshaya, where the Navi says that I am going to sing the song that the owner of the Kerem, in this mashal, sang to his Kerem. Kerem Hoyuli Yadidi Bekerem Ben Shaman. My Yadid, my beloved, had a Kerem, and this Kerem was in a fatty part of the ground. Vayaskeu, and he took care of it. Vayasalkeu, he removed all the stones from it. Vayitaeu Soirik, he planted things there. Vayiva Migdal, he built a tower. Vegam Yekev Chatzavai, and he even built a ditch inside of it. The end of the pasuk is that the Kerem didn't appreciate what the Bala Kerem had done. This is a mashal. The Nimshal is a Kadosh Baruch, who is the Bala Kerem, and the Yidden are the Kerem, and we're not Makir Tov for all that Tava that we have in our lives. But Rabbi Yossi, in this Braisa, Darshan the Pasuk, and he said that when the Pasuk says, Vayita'eu Soiruk, what's that specific Hatava that Hashem gave the Bnei Yisrael? It's a Beis HaMikdash. He gave us a Beis HaMikdash. Vayiven Migdal B'toiche, what's the tower that's inside the Beis HaMikdash? It's a Mizbeach. It's referring to the Mizbeach. Vegam Yekev Chatzavboy, what's the Yekev? What's the bar? What's the pit that's inside the Beis HaMikdash? Elu Hashisin, it's referring to the Shisin. Now, the Gemara had said that Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shisin Michulalim, the Shisin are hollow, the Yarden at the time, and they go up until the time. How do you know that? From this intricate Pasuk in Yeshaya. Now, the Pasuk just mentions the Shisin. It says, Vegam Yekev Chatzavoy, and Elu HaShisin. It's referring to the Shisin. It doesn't say anything about the Shisin going down to the Tahoim, Ayin Ba'arach Laner, who's bothered with this question. But the bottom line is, the first part of the Gemara talks a little bit about the Shisin, a little bit above our pay grade, but it seems these Shisin were Michulalim, they were hollow. They were Yarden, how deep? At Tahoim. They were created B'sheshes Yemei Bereshes. They're so important that their merum is in the first word in the Torah. Bereshes Bara Lekimes HaShemayim V'Saretz Al Tikrei Bereshes Ela Barashis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shis, or in plural, the Shisin. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu bemoans the fact that I've done so much for the Bnei Yisrael and they don't appreciate it. So what does Hashem say? I gave them a Beis HaMikdash, I gave them a Mizbeach, and I even gave them Shisin. So there's obviously something very, very significant about the Shisin in the world of Machshava. But as it relates to the Halacha, which is what the Gemara is going to focus on, this was what Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, were the Shisin, and this is where the water of the Nisuch HaMayim and the wine of the Nisuch HaYayin ended up. So after the water was poured on the 7 days of Sukkot, and after the wine was poured the whole year when different karbanos were brought, they would go through the pail into this channel of Shisin, and eventually they ended up by the Tahaim. Stating that, as we're about to see, this was only one opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa from which it's going to be evident that there was another idea amongst the Tanan. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadik said, Lul katan hayo ben kevesh limizbeach. There was a small lul. Now, this lul is like a shoot. Some area where a liquid would be able to descend into. And it was between the ramp of the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach itself. So when we picture the Mizbeach Achitza and the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, so we usually think of it as one structure. There was a very, very large ramp that went from Darim to Tzafnin, and there was also a Mizbeach. That's where the Karbanos were born. But the truth is, there was a small gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. The Gemara talks about this in Masechta Tzvachim. The Gemara discusses why the gap was there. Rashi brings a little bit of it right here in our Gemara. But the point is, there was a little bit of gap. Now, in that gap, in Ma'arovei Shel Kevesh, towards the western side of the Mizbeach, there was a shoot. And after the Nisuch HaMayim was done, and after the Nisuch HaYayin was done, the water and the wine respectively would end up in this lul. The achas l'shivim shana, 177 years, pirchei kuna yardon l'shan. The pirchei kuna, the young kayhanim, this was their job, they would go down into this pit, u'melakne mishan yayin karach, and they would take out the wine, which at that point had been congealed already, shadoy melugulei devela. In fact, it was so thick, it felt like a cake. U'bayin, they would take it, v'sorfenoy sebiktusha, and they would burn it, biktusha, meaning they would burn it in the azar. Now, how do you know that they used to take the wine, which had already become thick, it had the consistency of something you can bite into, and they would burn it, not just would they burn it, they would burn it b'kedusha in the Azara. So from a pasuk shenemar, we all know the pasuk. It says b'kodesh haseich nesech sheichar l'Hashem, and we darshin k'shem shenisuch b'kedusha, just like there was a mitzvah of nisuch, and the nisuch happened b'kedusha. Obviously, it happened on the mizbeach. Kach sreifa b'kedusha. So too, there was a mitzvah of sreifa, and not just that, the mitzvah of sreifa had to be b'kedusha. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. My mashma, where do you see that in the pasuk? Again, the pasuk is b'kodesh haseich nesech sheichar l'Hashem. Where do you see in this pasuk anything about sreifa? Obviously, we're talking about the nisuch b'kodesh haseich nesech sheichar l'Hashem. Sheichar is wine, so we're talking about nisuch hayayin. But where in this pasuk do you see anything about burning? That's the Gemara's question. My mashma, Amar Ravina. Ravina says we need a little bit of help here. Yud gimel midrash atar nedrashus b'masi kodesh kodesh. We learn it from Gzeirah of Ksifach. It says over here b'kodesh haseich nesach. The Ksifach hasam, and it says over there v'saraftas hanoiser ba'ish lo yeyoichel ki kodesh. It says the word kodesh in this pasuk. B'kodesh haseich nesach sheichel Hashem. B'kodesh, and it says v'saraftas hanoiser ba'ish lo yeyoichel ki kodesh. It says the word kodesh there as well. What's that pasuk talking about? Sreifa. Sreifas noiser, that's kachim, meat that was left over that wasn't eaten in the appropriate time. But it says v'sarafta es hanoiser ba'esh lo yeyachel ki kodeshu. So the Torah uses the word kodesh in the context of sreifa. So zereshava kodesh kodesh, when it says ba'kodesh haseich, ba'kodesh means sreifa. So not only was there a mitzvah of nisuch, there was a mitzvah of sreif as well. Now this is an interesting Zereshava, because the word kodesh appears in so many places in the Torah, and it means so many different things. In this pasuk, b'kodesh haseich, we're saying means sreifa. Where do you find kodesh means sreifa? V'sarafto as hanoiser ba'esh lo yiyachel ki kodeshu. Okay, so we establish by virtue of the Zereshava that the word b'kodesh means sreifa. So not only was there a mitzvah to be menaseich the yayin, there was a mitzvah to burn the wine as well. Okay, but the Gemara had said two things. Number one, uban v'sarfenoisoi. Number two, b'kedusha. Where do you see b'kedusha? So that Rashi explains that once we know that b'kodesh means sreifa and haseich means nisoch, so you have the two words juxtaposed next to each other. Torah put the two words next to each other. So we're makish the b'kodesh, which means sreifa, to the haseich, which means nisoch. And just like the nisoch was in a makam of kedusha, was in the azara, so to the sreifa had to be in a makam of kedusha as well, says the Gemara. So we have over here, l'chura is a second opinion as to what exactly happened with the wine of the nisuch hayayin and what happened to the water of the nisuch hamayin. The first pshat was Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. They ended up in the shisin, which date themselves back to sheshes yemei bereshes, which go all the way down to the tahayim. So you want to know where all that wine is and where all that water is? It's literally by the tahayim. You find the tahayim, you can find the wine and the water. But then the Gemara brought a braisa, Amar Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, that there was a lull between the kevesh and the mizbeach, and the wine used to end up in the lul. In fact, the Kohanim would go and they would clean it out once every 70 years, and then they had to burn it, and they had to burn it in the Azara, and it was thick like a Gulei Devela. But the point is, it's not in the Tahayim, because if it's in the Tahayim, how did Kohanim get into the Tahayim? Which means that the water and the wine ended up in a place where you can touch it. They didn't go there that often. Once every 70 years, a Shulchan Aruch of how you address it. But the point is, it didn't end up in the Tahayim. It ended up in this lul. So we have two shitas. We have the sheet of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which the Gemara also brought prices to support this idea, Rabbi Yossi and others, that said that it ended up in the Tahayim. Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik was a Tana Upalik. He said, that's not where it ended up. It ended up in this lul. So the Gemara, just for a few lines, is going to be mafalfel in these two sheetahs. Says the Gemara, Kaman Ozal Hadatam. We have a Mishnah that talks about the Nesachim, and seems to talk about where they went. Bryce, the Mishnah says, Nesachim betchila mayalim b'hem. The halach is that the Nesachim, the wine, and the water, for that matter as well, have Kedusha. And because they have Kedusha, you can't have any personal benefit from it. If you do, you violate the halacha of me'ilah. So me'ilah is where a person has personal benefit from something that's hekdesh. The nesachim are hekdesh, and as a result, if someone has benefit from it, he violates the halacha of me'ilah. Yardu l'shisin, once they end up in the shisin, ein ma'ilamim. At that point, there's no me'ilah anymore. Says the Gemara, Lemi Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadiki, L'chura, this Mishnah must be Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. Why the Rabbanon? Because if it's the Rabbanon, Nachdu L'taim. How does this even make sense? That once the wine or the water is in the Shisin, there's no Me'ilah. As if to say, we're having a conversation. What happens if somebody would have personal hana from the wine and the water once they were in the shisim? If the shisim is the tahaim, if it's al tikri bereishis ala barashis, it was never misheishis me bereishis, it's mechulal of the yardan ad tahaim, then who exactly is going there, coming back, telling the story, and now having a shayla whether he violated the issa me'ilah or didn't violate the issa me'ilah? He has to bring an asham me'ilah, or he doesn't have to bring an asham me'ilah. Must be. This mishnah is going to Allah's Rat Tzadik that says that the shisim were a place that you can touch. It's a place you can feel. It's a real place. It's a lul that's bein hakevesh v'le mizbeach. It's a place you can go. And as a result, Zok the Mishnah, what would happen if somebody was mael? You should know there'd be no issa me'ilah. So the Gemara says, L'chura, should we assume that that Stam Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik and not the Rabbanon? And this lema is, in other words, B'lashon Bitnia, because it sounds like a chiddush that Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik would be the Tana of that Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. And our Gemara sounds like this obscure Das Yachid. The conventional wisdom is that the Yayin and the Mayim ended up in the Shisim and ended up in the Tahim. But here we have a Stam Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah that really only makes sense at first glance according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, but the Gemara deflects. The Gemara says, no, I feel the Tamer Rabbanan. Maybe it's going according to Rabbanan as well. But the Iklid, it's talking about where the water or the wine got stuck on its way down. Meaning, if it would have made it all the way down the chute, it would end up in the Tahim, but sometimes it doesn't make it all the way down to the bottom. And Hacha B'maya Skin on when you poured it. But the wine is stuck. You had personal hana from it. And that's the question. The question is there an issa me'ilah or is there not an issa me'ilah? Ikud Amri, some had a whole different understanding of the Amirim's analysis of this Mishnah in light of the Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, and the Chachamim. And that is the Amirim, as they saw this Mishnah, Masechtas Me'ilah, they said just the opposite. Their instinctive reaction was, Lemi Rabbanan, even Lemi Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik. At first glance, it would seem this time Mishnah, Masechtas Me'ilah, is going according to Rabbanan, and not Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, because if it's going according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, why is there no Me'ilah? Akati Bikdusha Sayu Kaimi. They should still maintain its Kedusha. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, even after the Nisuch was done, there was still a mitzvah of Sreifa. Sreifa, Bakoidish no less. But there was a mitzvah of Sreifa. So being that you still have to do a mitzvah, so you would think based on that, it should still be Kaddish. If it's still Kaddish, there should be an Issa Me'ilah. The thought of there being no Me'ilah once you do the Nisuch is, because even though this wine is Kaddish, but you did what you had to do with it. So at this point, there should be no issa me'ilah. That's good according to the Chachamim, where once you do the Nisuch, there's nothing else to do. But according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, that says once every 70 years, the Pirchei Kuna would go, they would take the wine out. It was Kingulet Veil, they would burn it in the Azara. So there's still more work to do with it. So if that's the case, you would think that there should be no me'ilah. So from the fact that the Mishnah says there's no me'ilah, isn't that a riot to the Rabbanon that there's nothing left to do? Now Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, but the Rabbanon says, no, I feel the time Rabbi Lazar. Could be it's going even according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. And the reason there's no me'ilah is because in the Chadavar, because at the end of the day, the Iker Mitzvah, says Rashi, is the Nisuch, and being that the Iker Mitzvah, the Nisuch was done, at that point there's no Me'ilah anymore. So it could be the Mishnah, Masechtas Me'ilah, is going according to Blaz Brat Tzadik. It could be the Mishnah, Masechtas Me'ilah, is going according to the Chachamim. This concludes the very first part of the Daf, and that is, so what happened to the Mayim after the Nisuch HaMayim was done? What happened to the Yayin after the Nisuch HaYayin was done? It didn't remain on the Mizbeach. It definitely flowed somewhere. The question is where? The opinion of the majority of the Chachamim was, it ended up in the Shisin. The Shisin was a long shoot that went literally ad the Tahoim. There seems to be a lot of above our pay grade ideas associated with the Shisin. It's already hinted to in the first word in the Torah. Bereshis bara likim atikri bereshis elo bara shis. There was, however, a das yachid, the sheet of Rabbi Lazar Barab Tzadik, who said that it didn't go to the Tahaim, but rather there was a lull in that gap that was between the ramp and the Mizbeach. There was a little area there. That's where the wine and that's where the water would go. In fact, once every 70 years, the Pirchei Kuna would go. They would take out the wine that had
been congealed, and there was another mitzvah of sreifa. It's learned out from a hekish and a gzeirah shava in terms of what exactly was done with it. Zok de gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said more about the nisuch hayayim. As manchem and asking yayin al gabim mizbeach, when the nisuch was done with the wine al gabim mizbeach, poitikin es hashisen. What they would do is they would plug the hole of the shisen. Meaning, the idea was for the wine to eventually end up in the shisen, going down to the type. But they would plug the hole of the shisen. The reason they did this was the kaim hashen emar, to fulfill what the pasuk seems to be teaching us when it said, "Bakoidesh haseich nesach sheich al Hashem." So in this pasuk of "Bakoidesh haseich nesach sheich al Hashem," we learn that when they used to do nisuch hamayim, they would plug the hole of the shisen. Now, obviously, they would unplug it afterwards, but initially, they would plug it. So the Gemara says, "My mashma, where do you see this in this pasuk?" Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, "The word sheicher is a lashon shesia. It's a lashon of svia, and it's a lashon of shechra. Shesia means to drink, svia means to be satisfied, to be full, and shechra means to get drunk. But the point is that from the fact that the word sheicher means shesia, svia, and shechrus, that's how we know that Bakoidesh HaSeich Nesach Seich El Hashem teaches us that when they used to do the Nisach HaYayin, Poikikin Es HaShisin, they would plug the holes of the Shisin. Now, it's still a little bit unclear as to where you see from Loshen Shia, Sviya, and Shichrus, this idea of Poikikin Es HaShisin. So Rashi explains, and it's going to be Mavur in the next Gemara, that this is clearly the Pshat, and that is that being that it says sevia, the way a person becomes full from drinking wine, obviously you would have to drink a lot of wine, but the way to become full, satisfied, not hungry, satiated from drinking wine is by putting a lot of wine in your mouth and swallowing it bevas achas. And Rashi says this is in contrast to the way a person becomes satisfied from food. So if you're eating food, how do you become full? Just eat a lot of food. And it doesn't matter if you put a lot in your mouth at the same time, a little bit of mouth at the same time. What matters is not how much food is in your mouth, but how much food is in your stomach. But Rashi says that when it comes to wine, it's all about the garin. It's about your throat. It's about your mouth. That's what matters. And being that the pasuk says, "Bakoidesh haseich nesach sheichar," and sheichar is a lashon of sviya. So you need to not just pour the wine down the shisen, but it has to be bederech sviya. What would be derech sviya? Putting a lot at once, a big gulp. That's what derech sviya would be. So what they would do is they would have all the wine gather on top of the shisen, unplug it, and then all of a sudden it goes shooting down. So now there's a lot in the garon of the shisen at the same time, and that's how you mekayim the word sheichar, which means lashon shesia, but also means lashon sviya. Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said a very practical takeaway from here. Shmami, you see from here, kisava in ishchamra migroin. Kisava, like we just said, that has a person get satisfied from drinking wine. It's all in the garden. It's all about how much he has at once in his throat. Amar Rava. So Rava, who throughout Shas comments wherever the Gemara talks about wine, says tzur b'mirabana the lefishale chamra. A tzur b'mirabana, a younger man that doesn't have a lot of wine, but he wants to enjoy his wine. He wants to be satisfied from his wine. So how do you get the most bang for your buck when it comes to wine? Likma gamuye. What you should do is take these big gulps, because like this, you're going to be satisfied. The Gemara says, Rava himself, akasa de brachasa, when he would use a kaishal bracha, akime gamuye. That's what he would do. He wouldn't sip his wine, but to the contrary, he would take a lot of wine at once, because that's the way of drinking wine in the way of sviya. Either way, this concludes the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin portion of today's daf. The Gemara now is going to digress. We'll see why in a second. But the Gemara is now going to digress with some classic Agadita from here until the end of the Amid. So the Gemara, on Amid Aleph, when it was discussing the Shisen, the fact that the Shisen traced themselves back to Sheshes Yimei Bereshes, quoted a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Mayofu pa'omayich bana'olim bas nodif, now the Gemara on Amud Aleph quoted the Seifa of the Pasuk and said the Chamuke Yirechayich is referring to the Shisen. The Mechulalim, they go all the way down to the Tahoy, Maisi Yedeyaman, they were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara now is going to revisit this Pasuk, and the Gemara is going to darshan again the Seif of the Pasuk. The Gemara is also going to darshan the Reisha of the Pasuk. So the reason we're digressing is because we're just taking the Pasuk that the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph
and we're going to talk a little bit about it. Says the Gemara, Doresh Rav. Rav gave the following drasha. He said, "May dechsev mayofu pa mayich bana olim bas nodev." See, Darshan, he said, "Mayofu pa mayisayin shal yisrob ashosha oim leregel." How beautiful are the footsteps of the Yidden when the oil regel bas nodev, and when the oil regel they look like the daughter of the nodev. So who is the Nadiv? Bita shel Avram Avinu. It's Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nadiv. He was called the Nadiv. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nadive Amim Nesafu Amalike Avram. Says the Gemara, Lekei Avram, V'lei Lekei Yitzchak, V'yakov. Why would the Yidden in this Pasuk be referred to as Amalike Avram? Usually it's Lekei Avram, Elike Yitzchak, and Elike Yaakov. So why here Elike Avram? Shehoyah Tchila L'Gem. Because this Pasuk is talking about Nedive Amim. We're talking about someone that gives up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first one to give up everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu threw away a good life, and the reason he did it was to be Mekarev, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was considered, or Avram Avinu was considered the Tchila L'Gerim, and that's why in this Pasuk that talks about the idea of coming closer to the Shekhinah, Nedive Amim Nesafu, were referred to as Amir Lekei Avram. But you see, Avram Avinu is considered the Nadiv. So when the Pasuk says, Mayafu Pa'amayich Bana'olim Bas Nadiv, who's Bas Nadiv? Bito Yishal Avram Avinu. So this Pasuk is a Pasuk that describes the mitzvah of being Oiler Regal. Mayafu Pa'amayisayim Shal Yisrael B'shasha Oilim Leregal. And it describes the Yidden at that time as being the daughter of Avram Avinu. So we're not going to talk about this today, but we did speak at a related Rebbeit, a Masechtes Psachim Daf Gimel. The name of the Rebbeit is "The Beauty Is in the Journey." Tana Devei Rab Anan. So from the Yeshiva of Rab Anan, they taught the following braisa. Again, on the same pasuk, Ma'idchsev Chamuke Yirechayich. Lomadim Shlo Devei Torah Kiyerech. So in this braisa, it's the Torah that's referred to in the Erech. On Amud Aleph, it was the Shisen that were referred to as the Erech. But in this price, it's the Torah. Why is it referred to as the Erech? Lo Milucha, my Erech b'seiser. Just like the Erech, the thigh of a person is covered by clothing. Af Divrei Torah b'seiser. So to Divrei Torah is supposed to be b'seiser. A person is supposed to learn Torah with a little bit of a Hatznei Alechas. Not so bepirsum. Hayinu d'amar Rabbi Elazar. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant when he said, Ma'idich sivat pshat in the Pasuk, a classic Pasuk in Micha. Higid l'cha adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what do I want? Ki masois mishpat, three things, just three. Number one, be erlich, v'havas chesed, and you should love chesed. Don't just do chesed, but you should love chesed. V'atnei aleches emelekecha, and a person should go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atnei aleches. So said the Yeshiva Rav Anan, what do these three things mean? Asayis mishpat zehadin, that's erlichkeit. Vavas chesed zugmilos chasadim. You should do chesed. Vatznei lechaz amalekecha. It's referring to zuay tzas ameis vachnos atzchal. It's referring specifically to two mitzvahs. Tzas ameis, the inyan of being malava ameis, vachnos atzchal alechopo, and the mitzvah of simchas chasim vekal. These two things should be done bitznios. Now Rashi says right away, where do you see in atznei aleches in Elekecha that it's referring to Itzas Hameis Vachnosas Kala? So Rashi says very gishmak, because there's a pasuk in Koheles where Shlomo HaMelech said, Toiv lo leches al beis ovel, mi leches al beis mishta, v'achayit in elibay. So you see the word leches in reference to a beis ovel, and in reference to a beis mishta. So when the pasuk says, v'atznea leches im elikecho, so what does leches mean? Leches means al beis ovel, tzvayisos ameis. It also means al beis mishta, that's achnosas kala luchopa. But the Gemara says, not only in those two mitzvahs that a person should behave bitznius, but vahaloi dvarim kal v'chaymer. You can learn from here kal v'chaymer. Umad dvarim shedarkin lasayisim b'farhesu yom retoy ratznei leches madoch, when it comes to these things, where the derech of a person is usually to do it b'farhesu. Still the Torah says batznei leches dvarim shedarkin lasayisim b'tzina alachas kama v'kama. Certainly when it comes to mitzvahs, where the derech is for a person to usually do it b'tzina, certainly there you should do it b'tzina. So it seems that atzos ameis and achnosas chal l'chupo, these are huge deals. So you would think that the very nature of what you're doing goes against the grain of a tznius. Person makes a big, beautiful chasana, a bakovadig, a levaya, but to do that bitznius, oh, kal v'chaim and everything else. Must be there's a concept of tznius, not only hatznei aleches, toiv l'leches abeis ovim, l'leches abeis mishta, but must be this is an idea that's supposed to permeate all of a person's Torah. Either way, that's the tzushtal, to chamuke yirei chayich. There's an idea that divrei Torah is supposed to be beseser, as in hatznei aleches amelikech. Amar Abba Loz, God alois etztaka, yoysa mikol ha-kabana. So we just mentioned ahavas chesed, zugmilos chasadim, so the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about stock and chesed. So someone that gives stock, it's more chashiv to bring in all the karbanos. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Asoy tzedaka u'mishpat." Someone that does stock u'mishpat nifchar l'Hashem mizavach. It's more chashiv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu than bringing in a karban. Rama Rabbalaz is like milas chasadim yais menat stocka. That a person that does chesed, it's even more chashiv than giving tzedaka. So tzedaka is where a person gives money to someone that's in need. Chesed is where somebody does for a person that's in need. So says the Gemara, the chesed could be more chashuv than the tzedakah. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ziru lachem litzedakah, kitzru lafi chesed. So you see that tzedakah is referred to as being zoireya, whereas chesed is referred to as being koitzer. Now, modem zoireya, when a person plants, he sows in the ground, safek oichel, safek eni oichel. It's a safek if he's going to have what to eat, it's a safek if he's not going to have what to eat. But adam koitzer, when a person's koitzer, vade yoichel. Meaning, when a person gives tzedakah, there's a safek whether he's actually realizing and accomplishing what he wants it to accomplish. But when a person does chesed, that's not necessarily the way it is. And the reason is, as it's going to be mavur in the Gemara, is because when a person gives tzedakah, he's not 100% sure if the tzedakah is going to the right place. How do you know that the beneficiary and the recipient of the tzedakah is a person that you should really be helping out? And that's why tzedakah is referred to as being zoireya, where there's an idea of sofik oichel, sofik eino yoichel. Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim, he talks about this pasuk, Ziru Lachem Litztaka, Vikitzru Lafi Chasad. So he says there's another idea in Ziru Lachem Litztaka, and that's that when a person gives tzedakah, he's being Zaireya. So the money that he gives is like the seed that he puts in the ground. If he gives the money to the right person, and because of the money that he gives this person is able to thrive, and he's able to have a family, and he's able to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. Bein beruchnius or bein begashmius, every dover toiv that comes from this person is now going to be a credit. It's going to be a benefit to the person that gave the tzedakah. So the tzedakah, looking back, will one day maybe look like the seed that was placed in the ground. But when he comes to be kaitzer, he's going to be kaitzer if he chaset. Who knows what can come from a person giving tzedakah? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "Ain't tzedakah mishtalemes elo lefi chaset." Meaning, not only is chesed greater than tzedakah, but the ikar schar of the tzedakah is lefi the chesed shabbat. And Rashi says that when a person can give tzedakah, then a person can give tzedakah. You can give tzedakah and do it in a one way, or you could do it in a way where there's a lot of chachma involved and there's tircha involved. So ain't tzedakah mishtalemes elo lefi chesed. The extent of the chesed in the tzedakah has a huge impact in the chashivos of the tzedakah. Shenema this pasuk ziru lachem litzedakah, aber v'kitzru lefi chesed. The ktsira is going to be lefi the chesed inside the tzedakah. This is real drush, but this is drush from the Gemara. Tan Rabban, Shloisha Dvarim G'dal D'Gemilas Chesed Yais Ben Atzak. So we mentioned the chesed is greater than tzedakah. How so? In three ways. Number one, tzedakah b'mamayna, G'dimilas Chesed Yais Ben Atzak. Tzedakah you can only do with money. That's what tzedakah by definition is. G'dimilas Chesed you could do b'mamayna, you could also do b'gufay. Tzedakah l'aniyim, tzedakah is only something you give to aniyim. G'dimilas Chesed Yais Ben l'aniyim and Ben l'ashirim. You could do chesed with an asher also. And tzedakah is l'chayim. You can only give tzedakah to someone that's alive. If someone's not alive, you can't deposit your check. But kamilos chasadim, that's bein lechayim, bein lemetz. Am Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Kolayis tzedakah mishpat." Someone that does tzedakah mishpat, kilo milu kolayim kula chesed, as if he filled the whole world with chesed. Shenema the pasuk says, "Oyv tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem mala haaretz." If somebody loves tzedakah, he loves mishpat. That it's milo kol ha'olam kulay chesed, because chesed Hashem is going to be mala. Hashem atayim kol ha'ba likvitz kaifetz. You would think that any person that just wants to do tzedakah, he's just going to have the ability to do it. Talmud loymer mayakar chazdecha elokin. It's not so pashut for a person to have the schus to give tzedakah to the right people. Yochel af yarishamayim kin. You would think even if someone's a yarishamayim and he's giving tzedakah, still mayakar chazdecha elokin. It's a Yakara Mitzia. You would think that even then, it's not going to be so simple. Talmud Loimar, no. The Chesed Hashem, Me'oilam, V'yad Oilam.
al yireyav, that if someone's a yorei Hashem, it's v'chesed Hashem me'olam adoylam. He doesn't have to worry. Mayok chazal alikim, abe v'chesed Hashem me'olam adoylam al yireyav. He's not going to have this problem. Amrab chamra bar pop. So we mentioned this pasuk. We digress from our digression. Any person that is a bachin to mensh, be a duah shu yorei shemayim, must have yorei shemayim. Shenemar v'chesed Hashem me'olam al yireyav, and chen is viewed as a chesed Hashem. In fact, the Vilna Gaon, his Pirush HaMishlei, says that the word chen comes from the word chinam. Sometimes you see a person, he has chen, and you're not sure why, and it's not necessarily the sum of the parts of the person. It's just that there are people that have chen, the bachen dimension. And the Gaon says that the truth is, the word chen is miloshen chinam. It's mzist. It has nothing to do with any of the milas that the person has, but it's just simply that he's chen. I once heard B'Shem Rav Nachum Pritzov, it's the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, so he said, Noi delecha Hashem Aleikeinu al shenchalta laviseinu, Eretz chemda toivu rechavas. He said, Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz chemda, it's an Eretz toiva, and it's a rechavas. He said, Pasha, you would think, that why is it an Eretz chemda? Because it's toivu rechava. But we say chemda first, and then toivu rechava. Chemda is a mila bifnei atzmai. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz chemda. There's a concept of a nesias chen that has nothing to do with toiva, has nothing to do with rechava. It's chinam. The Gemara over here refers to it as a chesed from Hashem. Kol adam sheyesh alav chen biyudua shu yari shemayim, because the pasuk says v'chesed Hashem mi'olam adoylam ayirep. Doesn't say chen. It says chesed. Clearly, chen is chinam. It's a matnas chinam. It's a matana that comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps the most famous Gemara on today's daf is va'amar abulazim. What's pshat in the pasuk that says pia pascha bechachma? V'soiras chesed al l'shoina v'chiyesh toira shal chesed v'yesh toira she'ena shal chesed pia pascha b'chachma v'soiras chesed al l'shoina. What does it mean, soiras chesed? Is there such a thing as toira shal chesed and toira she'ena shal chesed? El or toira l'shma zui toira shal chesed. If a person learns toira shal l'shma, that's toira shal chesed. Shaloi l'shma, if a person learns toira shaloi l'shma, so toira she'ena shal chesed. That's what's referred to as a toira she'ena shal chesed. So what does it mean, v'toira chesed al l'shayna? It means toira l'shma. Ikad amri, some had a different shot. Toira l'lamda zui toira shal chesed. If a person learns toira, but his intent is to share his toira with other people, that's toira shal chesed. That's obvious, because the toira, the limud toira, is going to lead to chesed. If a person learns Torah, but his objective is to just keep his Torah for himself and not to teach it to other people, zui Torah she'ena shal chesed, that's a Torah she'ena shal chesed. So pia pascha b'chachma v'toiras chesed al l'shoina. What does it mean, toiras chesed, as opposed to what? Torah she'ena shal chesed? The Gemara says, yeah. There's two types of Torah. There's Torah shal chesed and Torah she'ena shal chesed. What are these two dinim in Torah? So the Gemara has two pshatim. Either Torah l'shma, Torah shaloi l'shma, meaning Torah l'shma is the Torah shal chesed, or Torah al menas l'lamed versus Torah shaloi l'lamda. When a person learns Torah l'lamda, zuhi Torah shal chesed. When a person learns Torah shaloi l'lamda, zuhi Torah she'ena shal chesed. So today's daf began with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. It ended with Divrei Agada, talking about Staka, talking about Chesed, talking about Torah Shel Chesed. How did we go from point A to point B? It's because the Gemara quoted a pasuk in Shir HaShirim Perek Zayin, where the pasuk says, Chamuke Yirechayich Kemoy Chaloim Maisi Yedei Amon. And on Amid Aleph, in the Sugya, when we were learning the halachas of Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, the Gemara said, what's these Chamuke Yirechayich? What are these hidden things that the mashal of Shir HaShirim is describing, where we know there's a nimshal that this is referring to something very, very, very holy. On Amud Aleph, it was referring to the shisin that were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'sheishis yimei bereishis. On Amud Beis, the Chamuke Yirechayich is referring to Divrei Torah. Now, why would Divrei Torah be referred to as a yerech? Because just like the yerech is hidden, so too Torah, on some level, is supposed to be taught in an oifen of Seser. We mentioned once that the Hafla in Panim Yafis, this is in Parshas Bo, so he brings from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that the word Chamuke, Chamuke Yirechayich, Chamuke is Rosh HaTevis, Chasurei Mechzera, V'Hachi Ketani. And he says the reason you find sometimes this idea of chasure mechzer v'hachik tani in Torah Shabbat Peh, and the reason sometimes you feel like Torah Shabbat Peh was written in riddles, we spoke about this on Daf Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, that Rebbe, who chose Rebbe Meir's Mishnayis when he felt that he wanted to have the Shishrei Sidrei Mishnah Islasis Lashem Eferet Teres Echa. So it was based on the Gerser of Shira Goyen, who says that Rav Meir used to talk Belashin Ketzara, and that's La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmidai B'Derech Ketzara. And the reason the Teresh Baal Peh was written sometimes in riddle is because there's an idea of La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmidai B'Derech Ketzara. But Afla brings B'Shem Darizal, who said that there's a primius HaTorah in this as well. And that is because of this Gemara that we just learned, that there's an idea of Chamukah Yerechayach, that Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Keyerech, Loma Lecha, Mayerech Beseser, Af Divrei Torah Beseser. And Divrei Torah has to be Beseser. And that's why sometimes you find Chasurei Mechsera V'Hachik Tani, because this is a Kiyum on some level of Divrei Torah being Beseser, because we're hiding the real meaning of what's going on. Now, the truth is that this Panim Yafis is obviously the segue into understanding the concept of Pnimius HaTorah. Of course, Pnimius HaTorah is Kabbalah, and it's Pshat, Remes, Soy, Drush, and things that we don't have so much of a Shaychis to. But at the same time, the idea of there being a Pnimius HaTorah, it comes from Chamukah Yerechayach. There's so much Torah that's Beseser. Torah is Chamukah Yerechayach. Even in the Torah Shabbat Peh, there's a hint to it. Sometimes you learn a Mishnah, or Bechamukah, Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachik Tani. And this is just a mashal to the fact that there's so many layers and layers of Pnimius HaTorah. I was thinking, the Afla says Ke'en this, that we say Magid Varav LeYaakov, Chukav U'Mishpatav LeYisrael. So again, this is based on what the Afla says right here in Parashas Bo, with a slightly different punchline. And that is, we know Klal Yisrael sometimes is referred to as Yaakov, and sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yisrael. So when the Yidden are Berum Hamayla, when the Yidden are doing what we're supposed to do, so that's when we're referred to as Yisrael. But when the Yidden are not behaving 100% properly, then we're referred to as Yaakov. So the Torah is Magid Dvarav LeYaakov. To Yaakov, to a Yid that's not tapped in properly, he is the Torah, he is Dvarim. Magid Dvarav LeYaakov. Abel Yisrael, if a Yid merits to be in a Madrega, where he can tap into Pnimius HaTorah, where he understands that the Divrei Torah is like the Yerech, and my Yerech Beseser, and the Divrei Torah Beseser, and this Chamukah, which is Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachik Tani, not just where the Gemara says Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachik Tani, but every Gemara, every word in Shas is a Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachik Tani, because there's layers and layers and layers of Seser, of Pnimius HaTorah, of depths in Torah. So for the Yisrael, it's Chukav U'Mishpatav. So it's Magid Dvarav LeYaakov. For Yaakov, it's Dvarim. He hears, yeah, it's very, very nice. But Chukav U'Mishpatav LeYisrael. But for Yisrael, it's Chukav U'Mishpatav. What comes to mind is the Chassam Sofer in Teres Moshe, which is in Parshas Beshalach, where the Pasuk says that the man was referred to Kizera Gad. So what does it mean, a God? So the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey, Darshins, God is Miloshen Agado. That the man was Moshech, the lave of a person, just like Divrei Agado. So the Chassam Sofer says that if you go through all the Chazals related to the man, you find two ideas. On the one hand, the man was Kitzapiches Bedvash. It tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. It was the greatest meal ever served. But at the same time, the man was also like Nitna Torah Ela Lo'ichle Aman. And the man was Lechem Abirim, and it was the food that the Malachim ate, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechem Lo'yachalti. And what do they eat in Shemayim? Ke'ilu, they eat the man, and the Rabban talks about it, and all the Pnimius HaTorah of what the man was. So on the one hand, the man tasted very good. It was very geschmack. But then again, if you understand the man on a deeper level, and what's going on over here, when the Yidden ate man, they were infusing themselves with the same oxygen that the Malachim had. So said the Chassam Sofer, that's the Chazal. That the man was Kizera God, it was Ka'ad Godah, HaMoshaches, Liboy Shalodom. Divrei Agada is the same way. You learn Agada to Gemara, so on the one hand, on the surface, it's very geschmack. It just goes, it's beautiful, it's interesting, it's fascinating, you perk up, right? It's very, very geschmack, Agada to Gemara. But at the same time, you have to understand that the Agada to Gemara is Chamukah Yerechayich, it's Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachik Tani, and there's this deep meaning over there. That was the man. The man was like Divrei Agada. For the Amoinam, it tasted very, very geschmack. But for the people that want on the Madrega to understand what the man really is, it was also like Agada Gemara, with all the depths of the Agada Gemara. But either way, that's Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Chukav U'Mishpatav LeYisrael. For Yaakov, it's Dvarim. But for Yisrael, then already it's Chukim U'Mishpat. Just to end with one final light ha'ara, and that is the Gemara talked about Tzedakah, the Gemara talked about Chesed, and the Gemara mentioned that Chesed, in a way, is greater than Tzedakah. And the reason is because when a person gives tzedakah, he doesn't necessarily know who the recipient of the tzedakah is going to be. He doesn't know who the beneficiary of the tzedakah is going to be. When a person does chesed, so he knows who's on... But when it comes to tzedakah, it's not clear necessarily who the beneficiary is going to be. So there's an element of doubt. And that's why the Gemara said that you find that tzedakah is referred to as ziru lachem litzedakah. And the Gemara's lashon is that when a person's zireya, he doesn't know if he's ever going to be kaitzer. Hazirin bedima, there's no guarantee barina yiktaira. And that's what stock is. When a person gives stock, he's being zireya bedima. But there's no guarantee that it's going to be barina yiktaira. And in fact, it emerged from the Gemara that a person needs chosim to make sure that the tzedakah that he gives is going to end up going to the right place. It just brought to mind a Gemara in Masechtis, Bava Kama, Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there talks about Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who gave the Yidden a lot of Teichacha. He gave the Yidden a lot of Musar, circa Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara says the Yidden were not happy with Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and they attacked Yirmiyahu HaNavi. They threw him into a pit. The Gemara says, Chashdu Mizoyna. They were even Chayshed him, that he was Nichshol Be'eshes Ish, and they literally attacked every aspect of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. That's how defensive they got, and that's how personally they took the Musa that Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave him. And the Pasuk says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, quote, Yiyu mukhsholim lefanecha, be'es apcha aseh bohem. And the Pasuk at first glance seems like Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying something very, very stark against against Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Amar Yirmiyahu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Afilu b'shasha oisin tzedakah, even when the Yidden do tzedakah, hachshilein b'vnei Adam she'ena mehuganim. You should be machshul b'yidden. They should end up giving tzedakah to people that are ena mehuganim. People that don't really deserve the tzedakah. Kidei shele yikablu aleihem schar. It's like this, they're not going to get the schar for the tzedakah that they gave. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi is very disappointed at the way the Yidden are reacting to his Musar. And finally, in a shvachim ament, he seems to break. He cracks. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Yiyu mukhsholim lefanecha be'es apcha aseh bahem. And what does this mean? Oma Yirmiyahu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavakama tezayin amad beis. The end of Perek Arbei Ovis Nezikin. Ribayna shal oylam. Afilu b'shosha oysin stoka. Hachshilein bivnei odam she'ena mehuganim. Kidei shalei yikablu aleihem schar. And at first glance, Yirmiyahu, he's the Roya Neman of Klal Yisrael. He's the one who's running to the Ovis. And Rachel Mevaka al Bonel. How is it possible that Yirmiyahu said such a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Bnei Yisachar and others, the pshat is Yirmiyahu HaNavi realized how low the Yidden had fallen and what the state of the union was. And the Yidden had reached a point where the Navi Hashem, who was coming to give Musa to the Yidden, is being thrown into a pit that being chayshedim of a zoyin of an eshes ish, simply because they don't want to be mekabel anything that he has to say. And he was thinking, what schus are the Yidden going to have? They're done. They obviously don't deserve for the Beis HaMikdash not to be destroyed. They were on empty, and there was no way in the world that they would have any schus to be able to be saved. Sirmiyo had one idea. Yirmiyahu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribono Shel Olam, I want that when the Yidden give tzedakah, hachshilein bivnei odam she'ena mehuganim. And you know what the Eitzel was? Yirmiyahu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, look at the Bnei Yisrael. Look at the amount of tzedakah and the amount of chesed that goes on amongst your Jewish nation. And the Yidden are rachmanim bnei rachmanim, and the rachmanim that baishanim and goyim lechasadim. And every single Yid knows that he gives tzedakah, and does he know 100% who the tzedakah is going to? Sometimes he's zoicha, but not always. And very often there's a huge element of risk that he's taking when he gives the tzedakah. But he does it anyways, even though he knows that maybe he's giving tzedakah to bnei adam she'ena mehuganim. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, if the bnei Yisrael can do tzedakah and chesed with bnei adam she'ena mehuganim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's true that the Yidden are deemed to be bnei adam she'ena mehuganim, but at the same time, asei imam chesed v'tzedakah, because the Yidden, this is the way they behave amongst each other. And that the Yidden, they take care of themselves and they help people that maybe Kifishur Sadin don't deserve to be helped. And people that maybe they know they're helping, but they're not doing this whole due diligence to make sure that the person they're helping is for sure someone that deserves it. And Afal Pikein, that's what Yidden do. We're Rachmanim, we're Baishanim, we're Goyim Lechasadim. We give tzedakah even though it's Ziru Lechem, and we're only being Zeireya, and we have no idea if we're ever going to be Berina Yiktairu. If this is the way Klal Yisrael could behave amongst each other, that should be Ma'ir, the Midah, in Shamayim, that was Yirmiyahu's tefillah. He wasn't trying to hurt the Yid in Chalila. Even in this time, Yirmiyahu HaNavi said a tefillah which sounded like maybe he was reeling off the personal attacks that had been thrown in his direction. Aber the Chamukah Yerechayich, the Pnimiyas HaTayra, the Chasurei Mechzer of Ahachik Tani of this Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, is this was the greatest Melitz Yosher that the Yidden could have possibly had. He said, Fakert, you're right, the Yidden don't deserve it, but Afal Pikein, watch. Give a Yid an opportunity to do chesed with a person that doesn't deserve it. And you're going to see he's going to do chesed. That Yid is going to jump to give tzedakah, he's going to jump to give chesed. If this is the way Yidden behave, now Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the way you should behave with us.